Julia Hudson Richards is like a lot of people in southwestern Pennsylvania. She was recently told she can no longer recycle glass with the rest of her residential recycling.
I was really upset about it.
She lives in an apartment complex in the suburbs north of Pittsburgh, and she says she didn't get a lot of advance notice from the trash hauler about the change or suggestions about what she should do with her glass bottles and jars. So at first, she reluctantly threw them in the trash compactor.
There are places where you can take glass in the greater Allegheny County area, but they're also quite a drive. So then you have to weigh, well, you know, I'm using gas to take glass to a recycling place. What's the carbon footprint? And it makes it much more difficult to both shop and consume on an environmentally conscious level.
Hudson Richards is an adjunct professor of history at the University of Pittsburgh and Duquesne University. Her focus is environmental history and food. She says now she's stockpiling glass in her garage and buying beer in cans.
Put pressure on your local administrations to figure out solutions to these issues because they have to be responsive to us.
As many municipalities in the region are discontinuing glass as part of residential recycling programs, a statewide environmental group is offering a solution. Justin Stockdale is the Western Regional Director for the Pennsylvania Resources Council, or PRC, and that's an organization that's long been an advocate for picking up litter and recycling responsibly. In addition to their other hard-to-recycle events, where people bring old electronics or paint cans, they've added a series of pop-up glass collection events around Pittsburgh. This change in recycling came, I think, as a surprise to many residents, but not to you. Tell me a little bit about the history of glass recycling and single stream recycling, which is where you put your glass and aluminum and paper into one bin.
You know, if I think back to recycling when I first got involved in the recycling industry 25 years ago, we really managed commodities. We had drop-off centers where you put your one color glass in one bin, a different color in another. You put your paper over here, you put your this type of plastic in one bin, on and on. We managed individual discrete materials. That all changed in the 90s and 2000s with a move really chasing convenience, right? So we wanted more people to recycle, and to do that, we wanted to make it more convenient. Our tool to make it more convenient was throw it all into one bin and somebody else will sort it out. And what we found, again, even all the way back to the advent of single stream, was that putting glass in that bin was really problematic. It harmed equipment. Glass is a very abrasive material, so it does not perform well on conveyor belts. But more importantly, it contaminated other materials. So you were seeing paper bales leave these sorting facilities with piles of glass embedded into the paper. There's no real mechanical way to get the glass separated from all the other materials, just like there's no real mechanical way to get the other materials separated from the glass. These sorting facilities finally gave up and said it's not possible. And we, as the residents of southwestern Pennsylvania, are suffering that consequence.
Is this a problem statewide? What's happening in other parts of the state?
You're not seeing the same kind of shifts across Pennsylvania, and you're certainly not seeing it necessarily across the U.S. In suburban Philadelphia and in Philadelphia proper, what we're seeing is those sorting facilities are saying, we'll continue to take your glass, but we're going to charge you a lot more for the privilege. So the sorting facilities say their old cost for service to sort one ton of material might have been $50 a year ago. Today, it's over $100. Here in southwestern PA, the costs are going up, yes, but not nearly as high. And a big driver of that, or reason why it's not increasing so precipitously, is the removal of glass as that one challenging material in these sorting facilities. Nationally, there have been a lot of moves all over the country that are similar to what's happening here, whether it's truly removed out of the system. I can't find another place across the country that is impacted this immediately and directly as we are here in Southwest PA.
So I've heard that one of the reasons behind not picking up glass curbside anymore is that there's not a big market for glass recycling anymore. So what happens to the glass that's dropped off at these events?
The markets are not the challenge for glass. There are plenty of consuming mills out there. In fact, where we're sitting, we're probably within about a two-hour drive of as many as three large-scale industrial glass mills that consume nothing but waste glass to make new bottles and jars. So the market side, it's as valuable as it was when I got into this 25 years ago. You know, we don't see big market fluctuations. We don't see the value of it go up and down in big swings like we do with paper or with plastic. The challenge is getting it to those mills in a form, in a shape, into a quality standard that they can actually use it.
You mentioned that glass recycling is a commodity. Can you say a little bit more about that? Because I think people think about recycling as like a duty and a responsibility, yeah, and they don't necessarily see it as the other end of it.
Yeah, so again, this is one of the failures, I think, of single stream, Kara, is that we have single stream sort of lulled us into this world of well, if you put it in the bin magically, it's good for the environment, right? It will magically save the earth if we just put it in that blue bin rather than the black garbage can. And we really disconnected ourselves from the real reality of recycling. For something to be recycled, it has to be in demand as a raw material to produce something else. And if it's not that thing, it's not that commodity, then it's not recyclable. And so, you know, we've talked about plastics before. That's the best example of it. When we put all these various and sundry plastics in our recycling bin, well, you know, a big chunk of them are non-recyclable. Why? Because there's nobody using them as a raw material. So I think this, you know, all these changes we're having right now are actually a bit of a good thing, right? Because it's letting us go back to an understanding that recycling is more than just putting things in a different colored garbage can. It's about managing materials as commodities and as raw materials for manufacturing processes. And I think that connection is really important for people to acknowledge, to recognize. You know, recycling is not some magic thing that just, you know, the elves and the unicorns come out and save the planet with the recycling bin. That doesn't happen.
What does this like trend in recycling say about how we use materials, or how, you know, how we consume materials?
PRC, what we do every day is try to challenge people to think about their waste very specifically and directly and ask themselves the question, do I need this product in the first place? That, you know, and this goes back to the very reality that recycling is not the right answer. Recycling is a last resort for materials that you otherwise can't avoid. There will always be packaging around mayonnaise or beverages. There's always going to be a package to go with it. And so we encourage people to think about, okay, what is the most responsible package they could possibly use. We really want to focus again on the materials, the packages that are the most recoverable, most recyclable. Glass is one of those packages, one of those materials. Glass can turn right back into a glass bottle over and over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's a pretty endless loop that it can return back to us. So glass is a very secure or safe commodity to use because it's highly recyclable. When we use it to make new bottles, it saves 90%+ of the energy that it would take to produce that glass bottle out of virgin materials. And so we don't want people to steer away from glass, right? That wouldn't be the answer. We'll just buy everything in plastic. Plastic is a different material, right? Plastic does not come back to us as the same container it was before. You recycle your old soda bottles and it's likely going to come back as carpet or fleece or insulation. It's not going to go through that repetitive cycle of being recycled the same way over and over again. So glass is an important commodity. We'd certainly don't encourage people to avoid glass because it's not recyclable in their curbside bin. But you have to be, you know, you have to think about your waste, right? That's what we really want people to do, is to be conscious of the stuff they're consuming so they're then conscious about the stuff they're throwing away.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara.
Justin Stockdale is the Western Regional Director for Pennsylvania Resources Council. He says at their first glass pop-up event in Pittsburgh South Hills, over 700 people dropped off 12 tons of glass for recycling. There's more at alleghenyfront.org.